because we have a series of pilots. We've got three or four different structure of pilots. When we started, we had two basic models, which is one is depending on the tier of service you bought, that's how much capacity we would give you in a month. So you'd get whatever, 250 gig at, and I don't remember these numbers were right, at 15 at our 15 meg down service and 350 at 50 meg and 550 at 100 meg and whatever. And then we had a model where everybody got 300 or 350, and you could buy extra packages of 10 meg each as you went through them for $10. And tentatively, and we're not there yet, it seems like the second model is preferable to consumers than the first model. First model didn't really understand, was a little confusing to them. Seems like the second model is preferable to that. In our pilot markets, more than 98% of our customers are not affected by this. So you're talking about something less than 2% of the customers being affected by these pilots. I would predict that in 5 years, Comcast at least would have a usage-based billing model rolled out across its footprint. But I would also predict that the vast majority of our customers would never be caught in buying the additional buckets of usage, that we'll always want to set the basic level of usage at a sufficiently high level that the vast majority of our customers are not implicated by the usage-based billing plan. And that number may be 350. That might be 350 gig a month today. It might be 500 gig a month in 5 years. But that we'll never, I don't think we will want to be in a model where it is fully variabilized and 80% of our customers are implicated by usage-based billing and are all buying different packets of usage. I don't think that's the model that we are heading toward.